Now, there's a really good musical event coming up at Mountain Heights School, Queenstown, on Monday, 20th of September. It gets underway at 6 p.m. It features the 2021 Awesome Music Prize winner, Karai. It's a free event whose Queenstown performance is in memory of Margaret Stormer, thanks to an extension prize gifted by her son, Christian Stormer. I've got Karai on the line at the moment to talk about his little musical event that we're looking forward to seeing and hearing. Thanks for joining us today on the program, Karai.
Thanks for having me, Cameron.
Okay, so the musical event is called Rivets and Ribbons. Tell us about it.
Rivets and Ribbons is the name of the song that I wrote at the end of last year while studying at University of Tasmania doing a Bachelor of Music.
Okay.
And I had my weekly or fortnightly one-on-one songwriting tuition lesson with quite a well-known singer-songwriter, Monique Brumby.
Oh, yes.
Tasmania. And she essentially, during the lesson, said, in the next 5 minutes, write as much as you can, stream of consciousness of anything that you see in the room or anything that you kind of see as like an object, as an object writing exercise. And I looked out the window and I could see beautiful, clear day that day with some clouds in the distance. And it was this kind of weird, corrugated, galvanized iron building next door to the con that kind of blocked a bit of the skyline. And I just kind of wrote about the juxtaposition between such like a, you know, brutal-looking building with a beautiful backdrop and how that sort of relates to life and mental health and all like the rivets and the ribbons of, you know, the ribbons of the clouds and the rivets that are kind of nailed to the building in order to keep it upright and just kind of like the ebbs and flows. It's about the ebbs and flows of life and mental health. Sometimes, you know, you feel like you're at the, you know, the bottom of the world, and sometimes you feel on top of the world. Speaks on that.
Okay, so you're obviously a singer-songwriter. How would you describe your style? Do you have a specific style, or is it just you write from the feelings that you're getting in the surroundings, as you've just described?
Yeah, more writing from the feeling, sort of chasing a feeling, and whatever sort of aesthetic that I feel is kind of that best describes that or best explains that, I sort of go with. And genre-wise, I grew up listening to a lot of soul music and jazz and a lot of African-American music from the 60s and 70s, but also lots of like crooner music, easy listening music that my grandparents used to listen to from the 50s. And it's like growing up, it was a pretty eclectic sort of range of music that I grew up with. And as like I've gone through life and high school and meeting other musicians, just sort of tapping into what they're into and what they're listening to, from rock to folk to jazz to Balkan music to all kinds of stuff, reggae. And I'm always open to different sounds and different ways of expressing things.
You sound like you have a similar upbringing to myself, because my family was very eclectic in their musical taste, so I listened to anything from jazz to easy listening as well. So I understand where you're coming from. It's an hour-long show that you're doing, and you're touring around the state at the moment, touring specifically schools. What's your goal in relation to that?
I'm really looking forward. I'm really excited to see all the young songwriting talent and musical talent that's out there, because it's not often that you get the opportunity to engage with schools in these parts of the state. So I'm just really excited to see, you know, what kind of sounds and people are making, or what music even people are listening to. to in more rural areas of the state. And just really, really, really excited to engage with the younger sort of creative community. And, yeah, hopefully tap into that somewhat and instill a bit of confidence in, yep, in them, and in sense that they're willing to pursue those talents or, you know, music, because it's such a great thing to be able to do, even if it's not your even if it's just a hobby or it's not your number one thing, it has such a benefit to the community.
Yeah. Now, obviously, you're wanting to inspire others. You, as I said before, you're the 2021 Osso Music Prize winner. Is that would have been an amazing experience for you. How do you hope you inspire others?
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. I'm just hoping to inspire others through leading by example.
Yeah.
You know, just being there and just kind of answering questions. Because I'll be hitting up a lot of schools, doing workshops during the day, daytime of the tour. Just sort of being there and performing in front of them, and hopefully that will inspire them in itself to be like, oh, you know, there is an opportunity. You know, if this person that's standing up in front of me and singing, you know, a song that's kind of very personal and meaningful to them. If I feel like I can do that, I have a platform to do that as well. And, you know, maybe one day, you know, I too could travel around the state and perform in front of schools if I really wanted to, or perform at pubs or wherever, you know. So,
have you thought about going on The Voice and things like that?
I've actually been on some of those shows before, but it's, I guess where I'm at in my life, the stage that I'm at, I'm not really pursuing that sort of angle.
Okay. Yep.
Music at the stage, but
yep.
Just mainly focusing on my songs at the moment and developing them, because it's something that it's kind of new to me, and I've been performing for a very long time and in various outfits and projects, but focusing on my solo stuff is something that I'm prioritising at the moment.
Excellent. Now, I believe it's your first time playing on the West Coast and in Queenstown?
Yes, yeah, really excited. Can't wait to see the town. It's been a while since I've been there, so I have a very vague memory, like recollection of the town, but I'm really excited for the first week. So it's a bit of a drive from Hobart, but...
Yes, it is. I've come from Launceston, it's just as long a drive down from there as well. But it is worth it once you come down here, let me tell you. So, and it's a free concert as well, which is fantastic. Where do people pick up their free tickets?
So people can pick up their free tickets from OSSA, that's OSSA Prize, Eventbrite.com.au, and you should be able to pick up some free tickets. I think there should still be some available for the Queenstown show, and then there's also so we're doing Queenstown on the 20th of September at 6 p.m. at the Mountain High School.
Yep.
And then we're in Ulverston on the 21st, and that's at 7 at the Wharf. And then we've got money after that, and Swansea, and then we're back down in Hobart. So, and it's all back-to-back dates, so 22nd of September on Launceston and 23rd of September in Swansea. So, but if you hop on that website, you should be able to get some tickets. So that's offer-prize.eventbrite.com.au.
Excellent. Well, Karai, thank you for your time today, and thank you for agreeing to perform down here in our neck of the woods as part of your tour of the state.
Oh, yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be great.
Excellent. Thank you very much. There we go. That's Karai, who's performing a free event concert called Rivets and Ribbons at Mountain Heights School in Queenstown, Monday, 20th of September on the West Coast. This is 7XS, West Coast Feel Good Station, Skirvo for breakfast.